Good evening. This is Rabbi Maevsky. Tonight's shiur is being learned Refuah Shleima to Rav Shmuel ben Yitte Etel, and we wish him well. You know, he had a stroke, and we wish him very well. I haven't seen him in a long time, and he's quite a gentleman, a big Talmud Chacham, certainly. Tonight's shiur is a departure from what we've had for a little bit. Now, Vayikra is called Toras Kohanim. And of course, at the beginning, we have all the laws and for all the karbonis that we are expected to give throughout the course of a lifetime. Perhaps some will and some we won't. Hopefully not all of them would be necessary in our lives. But of course, the main people involved in all of these were the Kohanim, and they had to learn all the laws. Of course, we were unfortunately, we had the situation with Nadav and Avihu, which plays a role here as well. And last week when we read Acharimos Kedoshim, we noticed that still, even after the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu, God says to Moshe to speak to Aaron, and he says, Acharimos b'nei Aaron, b'karva sam l'fnei Hashem v'yamusu, and God, v'yomer Hashem, you know, and he talks the Daber al Aaron Achicha. And Moshe talks to Aaron and gives him some new instructions about the service on Yom Kippur, which he has to speak to him directly. But at this point in time, Moshe is still trusting him to say over what he has to the other Kohanim, to Elazar and Isamar. Of course, the grandchildren at this point in time, for instance, Pinchas, have not been officially appointed Kohanim, as we see later on. Certainly the proof is that Pinchas, when he killed Zimri, he would not have been able to do that had he been a Kohen. He would never have been eligible to do the Avoda by committing an act of murder. So at this point in time, it's just Aaron and Elazar and Isamar. They are the only Kohanim at this point. But when we get to this parsha, it's very interesting. It says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Emor El Aaron, talk to Bnei Aaron. Talk to the sons of Aaron. And we would wonder, maybe he should have, the parsha should have begun very simply, talk to Aaron and let him discuss everything with his children. But the reality is, God is telling Moshe, it's unfortunate what happened previously, and perhaps there was a lack of communication between Aaron and his sons, and that was what caused the tragedy. So it says, Emor el ha-Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Moshe speaks directly to the Kohanim, the children of Aaron. He doesn't give Aaron the job of speaking to his sons. He speaks directly to Elazar and Isamar. On one way we could expect it, because the future is, we're dealing with the future, and the future is not going to be Aaron, even though he still has many years to go. But when they get into Eretz Yisrael, we don't know that Aaron will be dead at this point, but still, he's dealing with the future. But nevertheless, there is the problem with the miscommunication. And it's very important now, because we're getting into some very serious matters. And that is going to be the of all the Kohanim, who they can and who they may not marry. Aaron, being the Kohen Gadol, has greater restrictions, but even the Kohanim themselves will have certain restrictions. Of course, one of the first questions that many people ask is, since Isha Zonov HaChalalo Lo Yikochu V'Isha Grusha Me'Isha Lo Yikochu, obviously we know that a Kohen cannot marry these, he has restrictions on who he could marry, and not a Grusha, certainly not, because according to Shammai, the only time that one could divorce a woman would be Elim Kei Motzah Bo Evers Dover. She has had a problem with her fidelity, and therefore, if that's the only reason for divorce, that would certainly be problematic for a Kohen to have that kind of a woman. But we are told with a Kohen Gadol that he can't even marry an Almana. Now, what has the Almana done wrong in particular? What is her chet? She hasn't done anything wrong. It's not through anything that she's done that negates her from being able to marry a Kohen Gadol. But the reality is that God understands one thing, and this is a general consensus among a few Rishonim, that since she's had another husband before, and this husband will not be able to be home as often as a normal person will be, perhaps her first husband had a more of a home life. A Kohen Gadol has certain so many duties that he will not be able to be home for her and to be with her as many husbands would be able to, and therefore it won't be a happy marriage. And if a Kohen Gadol is supposed to be the one, the agent of peace for Klal Yisrael to pray for them, and his mind has to be concerned with all the problems with the home, he has to have a wife who understands from day one that this is going to be her life and not to be able to compare him with anybody else. And so we're getting along to this point, and now we're getting to what we lane on Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Shoro Chesed Ways. But previous to that, of all, at the end of those first few Pesukim, that when we get to read all the Yontif, it makes a very interesting statement. And it says, V'losach halalu shem kodshi v'nigdashti b'sog b'nei Yisrael. Why in the world, at this point in time, would we get this mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh? We know that Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, those are the three things that one has to give up their life and that we call for Kiddush Hashem. But at this point in time, what is the point for saying it? We're not discussing any of these matters. This seems to be a pasuk that is a prelude to the keeping of the Yom Tovim. And of course, the Shalom points out very interestingly enough that it takes a person who has done all of these mitzvot up to now. We've learned so many mitzvot in Kedoshim and in Vayikra up to this point. And of course, these are very, very important laws. Obviously, not that any of the laws are not important, but they require, there are so many of the chukim. And if we can't observe those mitzvot on an even keel and understand the reason that we have to do all these mitzvot and feel comfortable doing it, in other words, follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu unswervingly without question to do it. And if we can't do that, if we can't observe all those mitzvot, then there is no hope for us to observe the Yom Tovim properly, because it takes Mesiras Nefesh to, obviously, as we see from all the work that we do preparing Pesach, all the work that we do preparing Sukkot, and counting Sfira and getting ready for Shavuos, for Matan Torah, each day getting us closer to another spiritual level to receive, to be able to receive the Torah. God wants us to be in that state of mind each day to bring us closer to the ability to receive the Torah on a yearly basis. And of course, the Torah doesn't mention that it's Yom Matan Torah. In other words, Pesach and Sukkot, we know it is the mitzvah of a sukkah, there's the mitzvah of matzah, and making a seder. We have all these things that are pertinent to Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuos, it only calls it Yom HaBikurim. It doesn't mention anything about that this is the Yom of Matan Torah. Because the reality is that if we have reached the level that we are spiritually able to receive the Torah after the counting of the 50 days, raising our level of Kedusha on a day-in and day-out basis until that day comes, then there's no hope for Kedusha Hashem. And so we say, V'losach halalu shem kodshi, not keeping the yontif the way, not keeping all the mitzvot that we've accomplished up to this point in time, all the mitzvot in Kedoshim, the ones that so many of them are chukim that we don't quite understand, they're not regular. As I mentioned last week, these are the mitzvot that it needs to say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm your God. If you can't raise yourself to the level to do that, then we can't hope to do that. In fact, we see once again the name of Rabbi Akiva comes so many times in the Gemara. We go through his life, and he led such a conflicted life. And we know that at the age of 40, he first, as we mentioned before, but it wasn't until so many years later, when in the year 133 or 134, when he was finally one of the Asara Harugei Malkus, and he was to say, he called Yomai Hitzar Olai, that I didn't understand the ability to, I reach finally understand, I reach now the level. Imagine 80 years later, he finally realizes that he's reached the level of being able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. But on the other hand, it has to say first something that's very interesting. When it says, V'losich halalu shem kodshi v'nigdashti, they go hand in hand, because when the situation arises, that we have the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, which could be done in many simple ways. Even, you know, doing the simplest thing, it doesn't have to be giving your life. And Nikdashti B'Sog B'nei Yisrael doesn't necessarily have to deal with giving up your life, but that's still part of it, is saying V'lo Sechalelu Shem Kodshi. Because in generally speaking, if the situation arises, and we've seen so many times when somebody loses something and they've had all of these scenarios in the world that they test people and to see what their religious, you know, if they hold themselves up to a higher standard, and it shows up not to be that way when they plant. They had a couple of years ago, they had on television, they put money down in the street and see who would return it. And it was, the situation was, one of the Jewish men, a man with a yarmulke, saw a $50 bill on the street, and he went back into the bank to see who maybe dropped, who just took out a $50 bill, and they put him on TV that time. A simple thing of that nature. It would have been, it's great Kiddush Hashem when we see it, but the fact remains the other people who did not return the 50, who put the money in their pocket and kept walking, if this would have been what they had on the camera, this person with the yarmulke walking had not returned the $50, that is a Chil Hashem. So we always have to remember little things that we do on a day in and day out basis is part of Kedushas Hashem, because if we don't, the opportunity for Kiddush Hashem is hand in hand with, if we don't rise to that level and that occasion at that time, it generally will end up causing the other effect, will be a Chilul Hashem. Of course, we know that it means only in front of 10 Jews. And that's what we're talking about. And it took Rabbi Akiva his whole life to finally understand all of these things. When he was finally being put to death, that he realized what the level of what the understanding, imagine somebody of his caliber, that it took his whole life, all the 80 years from the time he became a Jew till at that point in time when he finally realized that this is what it actually means, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, with your whole life. And it doesn't have to be literally with the giving of your life, but dedicating your life to doing the 613 mitzvos, the little things, all of these little things in Parashas Kedoshim, giving tzedakah and leket shikron peya and all these other things that we see that seem to be kaved asavicha v'yasimecha, ish imo v'yaviv tiro, various things that are so essential, because God understands, I deserve the kavod. We have to remember that even though God said the Samachta Bichagecha, that we have the ability, God wants us to observe and enjoy Yontif to our greatest capability, but always remembering Ela Moadei Hashem. And we see that the parasha begins, the whole parasha of Yontif begins with Ela Moadei Hashem. And in the middle of the parasha again, it says Moadei Hashem. And at the end, the very last pasuk after the all the laws of Yom Tovim are finished, it says Vayedaber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, you know, that this is what we say, the Kiddush that we say at the beginning and at the end, it's bracketed, Vayedaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, that these are still God's Yom Tovim, and everything that we do is for the sake of God. That's what we have to realize when we do it. And if we could do that, we can, in the simplest way, be Makadish Benigdash Hibisok B'nei Yisrael. The language of pay it forward, obviously, when there is a Kiddush Hashem, it builds the pride in every Jew who witnesses, who hears about it on the news. These little things helping people, the smallest things that we do, we don't realize how far-reaching they can be. And that's what God wants us to dedicate. When we have our Yom Tovim, the prelude to all the Yom Tovim, to observing them properly, is to help people put up a sukkah, to find places, moschit, and various things of that nature that are necessary to perform the Yontif, because Eile Moadei Hashem, to do all the mitzvos for Yom Tovim properly, God says first, if you want to go the extra mile and observe the Yom Tovim properly, we have to reach that level of the Nigdashti Besog B'nai Yisrael. If you do, then everything you will be besides the Kedushas Hashem, it's also, on the other hand, that's how we are also Mekayim Malos Chalalu. Of course, this is not a Chiv, but it's, once again, the laws that we could strive for, the levels, the Madrega that we could reach. And that's why it's appropriate in the parasha that has to do with Kohanim. All the Kohanim are supposed to be our role models because they have a greater level of Kedusha, and they are supposed to set an example for all of us. And if they do their job, it makes it easier to do our job. May we all follow the precepts of the Torah and follow the Kohanim, so to speak, Emor la Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Unfortunately, as I said, Moshe was directed to speak to the children of Aaron and not leave it up to Aaron himself, because the disaster happened the last time he gave him license to explain everything. And now, as we see at the end of the parasha, the Chilul Hashem, when it has Vayetzei ben Ishoy Yisraelis v'hu ben Ish Mitzri, how the parasha begins with the level of Kedusha v'nigdashti and ends with the Chilul Hashem, what happens when somebody speaks out of turn and curses the name of God, and everybody, at least at this point in time, everybody agreed that, not as the Mekosh Hashem, but at this point in time, they all agreed that this person, he crossed the line and had to die. And may we all live our lives of Kedusha and have the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the simplest form. And each time that we do that, it raises our level and gives us a greater level of understanding of all the mitzvot in the Torah. Sometimes we do not understand, but each time we do the mitzvot, they become more understandable. And may we all reach that madrega in our lifetime. Thank you very much.